September 24th, 1918. Dear brother, your welcome letter of August 12th received today, and you can imagine how glad I was to receive news from home again. I'm glad to report that I'm quite well at this time, and although we've had quite a spell of hard work, I'm standing it all okay. I know by the way you write that you're very much interested in what we boys have done lately. You, of course, have my other letters now telling of the drive around Chateau Thierry. So I need not mention any more about it now. Much has happened since, which I will tell you about soon, perhaps. I believe it's best not to mention too much just now, for a lot may happen yet. But anyway, you'll read of the American successes most every day now. We keep right after them all the time, and I don't wonder that a good many give themselves up, as you say. I should have liked to see the parades which took place over there when they heard the good news. I'm thinking if they keep that up, they will hold a good many of them. I hear that the draft age is from 18 to 45, and as you said, you'll probably have to register soon. But I think that the ones from 19 on will be called to fight. I know how you feel about it, and that you won't be a slacker. I also know what it'll mean at home if you want to leave. One from our family is enough the way I look at it, but war doesn't favor none of us, and if necessary, we must sacrifice. However you feel about it, don't hurry, Glenn, for if you're needed, they'll call you, and then we will know that it is necessary that you go, and we'll all try and take it. It seems that the Methodists are doing their share, don't it? You speak about the weather being very changeable. Well, it is like over here just now, that we haven't had more than 2 days out of 2 weeks that it didn't rain. The nights are real cold, too, and it seems like the old winter weather soon will be here. I'm very glad that everything is straightened out concerning my allotment, and that Dad received the money order. I will close now as I want to write Vera also. Write often, Glenn, and tell everybody at home that I think of them all, and I feel that their prayers are helping me on. Sign with lots of love to all, ever your loving brother Paul, Corporal Paul Maynard, COM 102nd U.S. Infantry, AEF. Somewhere, October 2nd, 1918. Dear brother, your letter of August 25th received and was pleased to hear from you again. You said you were not surprised to hear that we were in that drive, but you wondered how we move so quick. We make many moves like that, and we sure have caught the Huns off their guard. I suppose you have heard about this last drive when the Americans captured the St. Michael sector. By the looks of things now, and from what we hear from Turkey, Bulgaria, and others, we cannot help but see that the end is getting nearer all the while. I receive another letter from Roy. He hasn't been to the front yet, but wants to get up here. He was glad to know that I had been promoted. I also received an interesting letter from A.C. Newport. He has been at two fronts and has seen the doughboys go after them. He said he would rather be with the artillery any time. I'm feeling pretty good just now, and I hope I'll continue to do so. The rainy season is on again, and it's getting cold fast. I'm glad to hear that you're still good at playing ball. I hope that nothing happens to me to put me out of playing ball when I return. I am glad to know that the allotment is coming along good. I'm still trying to dodge shells, and if I can keep on having good luck, I guess we'll see each other before a great while. I hope you won't be called, but I know just how you must feel about it, and if they need you, I expect you to come over. Write soon and tell the others to write. With love and best wishes, your loving brother Paul. Corporal Paul Maynard, COM 102nd U.S. Infantry, AEF. Somewhere in France, October 13th, 1918. Dear Mother, just a few lines to let you know that I'm thinking of you all at home today. It's Sunday, and although rainy, we're going to have quite a day of it. Catholic services are now being held, and later a meeting for the rest of us. The band is with us, and we'll also have music. Last night I went to a moving picture show and it was pretty good. Our general and the staff were there, and believe me, there's quite a crowd. Well, Mother, what do you think of the war now? It looks much better, doesn't it? And we all hope something will happen soon to turn the German people against their leader. I am enclosing the Christmas coupon which must be put on our box if anyone sends one. The directions are on it, and as you will see, the box will be pretty small. I'm sure you folks will know what to put in it, so I need not to tell you what I want. I hope you're well, and also everybody else. Give my love to Ruth Sfolks. Lots of love, your loving son, Paul. Corporal Paul Maynard, COM, 102nd U.S. Infantry, AEF. November 4th, 1918. Dear brother, well, how goes everything with you nowadays? I suppose you can do squats right and left double time, and all that's very good by this time. But I hope you'll never get any nearer Europe than you are now. The drilling will do you good, and the exercise and things that they give you in the State Guards are a great help to a fellow. Well, Glenn, I've thought a good many times recently that I would never be able to write home again. We have had a hard time at this front, and we'll be glad when it's over with. I've been lucky again, and so far haven't been hurt or wounded. There have been times, though, when I've expected almost anything to happen. Now, this is enough of that, so I'll change the subject. Well, it looks like peace is a little nearer, don't it? Germany's got a long way to go, and they're doing it alone now. We don't know how long she'll last, but let's hope it's not long. When we get back again for a rest, I'll write all that I can and let you know a little more, okay? I see, though, that the papers now get about all the news, and I presume you folks know more about what's going on than we do ourselves. I hope you're having good luck with your work, Glenn, and keep on with that good work. I'm proud of my brother, and if I can do anything for you in any way, I will try and do it. Write often and don't forget your old chum. Love from Paul. Corporal Paul Maynard, COM, 102nd U.S. Infantry, AEF.